Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we will pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer to Share Why We Pray, written by Chelsea DeMatteis, read by Leah Arthur. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Romans 12:12. This title seems odd, right? Why would people want to know the reason someone prays? Well, I believe when someone knows why we pray and who or what we're praying for, they get a glimpse into who we are and what God is doing in our lives. When people know some of the areas of our life we struggle in, they too can see God desires to hear their hearts. They can also witness your testimony taking place through what God is working out. And honestly, it doesn't get more beautiful than that. God drawing his children near through his grace and mercy. Two scriptures the Lord has used to shape me and my view of prayer are James 4:7 and 2 Corinthians 10:5. James 4:7 tells us, submit to Jesus, resist the devil, and he will flee. Corinthians 10:5 tells us, we destroy arguments and every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God, and take every thought captive to obey Christ. These truths remind me to speak out loud and in my spirit, who's in charge? Jesus, not me. All I'm in charge of is walking in obedience and choosing him. Resist the temptations of the enemy and trust that Satan will flee in Jesus' name. A few topics came to mind when writing this reveal, all the more why prayer has become so important to me and why we need to share with others the importance of praying and to the Lord. For me personally, I get caught up in patterns of toxic thoughts. Whether it's been a seed sown by a lie someone spoke, something derogatory I saw on a show years ago, or Satan trying to distract me with awful thoughts that would never be a reality, this is what I deal with. When I'm not in the posture of an ongoing conversation with the Lord, my mind can easily become derailed by one of these. My former sin life used to rule over me. I lived in the lie that there were things about me I couldn't change. It's just who I was. I was, in fact, correct about one part of that statement. I couldn't change me, but Jesus could, and he did. Living under that lie for so long gave me much to work through. Through this struggle and choosing prayer led me to 1 Corinthians 10:13. No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, he will also provide the way of escape, that you may be able to endure it. Once I learned this truth, I began praying it when I faced and still face the temptations of the world. When my life seems challenging, I find myself clinging to prayer. I remember the season I was pregnant with our son, and most of his first year of life, I had a hard time opening the Word. My Bible sat for months at a time. However, the one thing that never got dusty or set aside was my prayer life. That year and 9 months were one of the most intimate seasons of prayer I had with the Lord, and it brought me back to his word. Romans 12:12 says, "Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer." This became a reality for me. While I never want a season of my Bible being set aside like that again, and I'd never recommend it to someone else, my prayer life changed in the deepest way, and I once again saw the need to engage frequently and fervently with my Creator. It's true, my faith life would be dull without prayer. God shows up in the most tender ways when we share our hearts with Him. Sometimes the prayers don't even have to be spoken. He knows the words before they leave my tongue. So when thoughts are swirling, sin begins to invade, and my walk is in a season of struggle, I know one thing. I can always turn to Jesus. I can always speak his word, open my Bible, and walk in truth. I pray this has reminded you that your prayer life matters. It will change your faith. It will change your relationship with God. Deepen your desire to share your testimony, and it will reveal things about you that you'd miss otherwise. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for allowing us and calling us to pray. Prayer is a gift and something that needs to be a first thought, not an afterthought. I ask that my heart be turned towards truth and that my heart would be emboldened to share with others why I pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
And one by one, I watched my dear friends get engaged, get married, start having children. And especially as a woman, I felt like there was a certain timeline that these things needed to happen in my life.
Charity Gale shares a personal testimony on The Walk, a podcast for worshipers. Join us weekly to hear songwriters, worship leaders, filmmakers, and other creatives tell their stories in the form of a devotional. The Walk can be found on lifeaudio.com or your favorite podcast platform.